Hello there. Welcome to Following the Truth. Well, if you listened yesterday, I guess it was God's will that I'm here today. So here we are with the second part of looking to the future. You know, yesterday we talked about the fact that we don't want to get too sure of ourselves that I'm going to have tomorrow. Tomorrow's guaranteed. I don't have anything to worry about. Tomorrow I'm going to do this. I'm going to become a better Christian tomorrow. I'm going to repent tomorrow. I'm going to change my ways. Well, we can't take for granted that we will have tomorrow, but we want to be thankful that the Lord gave us today. And really, I think what that does is motivate us to live the kind of life that He wants us to live. Yesterday, we talked about in looking at the first reading from Daily Mass, a reading from the letter of St. James, that nothing, tomorrow is not guaranteed. So don't act like it is. Why that's good is it reminds you that the fact you are here today means God's provided for every one of your needs from the moment you were first conceived right up until now. So with gratitude, we can look at the fact that He's provided for us. But also, it stops us by realizing that tomorrow is not guaranteed. It stops us from procrastinating. Oh, yes, tomorrow is the day I'm going to change my life. I'm going to start doing things right tomorrow or 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now. It's not guaranteed. So for somebody like me who tends to procrastinate, I need that sense of urgency. I need that call to action today to amend my life today, to live the way the Lord wants me to live today. So with that in mind, we're going to look today at the gospel from Daily Mass, Mark chapter 9, 41 through 50. We're going to hear what Jesus has to say to inspire us to do the will of God today. Jesus said to His disciples, "Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt becomes insipid, with what will you restore its flavor? Keep salt in yourselves, and you will have peace with one another." Now, so this is a reminder to us that we are expected to live a certain way if we plan on getting to heaven. You know, forward-looking, facing the future, not just tomorrow, but our eternal future. It is so easy to forget that. I have this trouble all the time, and here's where it generally comes into play with me. I know I should do something for somebody, or I either don't like the person, or I just don't want to be bothered. And I sometimes put it off. I'm too busy. I'm watching TV. And this happens in small ways sometimes. I don't want to speak to somebody right now. I'm busy. I don't want to send that email. I don't want to reach out to that person. I don't want to hear them tell me the same thing 50 times in a row, right? But when I think of the fact that one day, and I'm not trying to be hard on you, I think this is very motivational. That's what I got out of this gospel today. When I think of the fact that I'm going to be judged one day on how I lived my life, I'm called with the help of the Holy Spirit to be Jesus to those around me, to put them first, to serve others. We talked about that earlier in the week. I got to remember that. And thinking about that future day, whenever it is, I don't know when it's going to be, when I'm going to be called home to be judged, and a determination is going to be made where I'm going to spend eternity, I want to make sure that I am living each day the way the Lord wants me to. Why? Because I don't know if I'm going to get a second chance tomorrow, going back to the message we talked about yesterday. So do that today. Seize the day. Go out. Be Jesus to those around you. Look forward to joining you next time, God willing. Bye-bye.